Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil. Now, Feifei will be joining me in just a second. She's a little bit sensitive, so I'm going to try to deliberately upset her just to teach you an expression in English.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, hi, Feifei. So, what do you think of the new Justin Bieber album?
Oh, it's just great. I love it.
Really? I think it's rubbish. You must have terrible taste to like Justin Bieber.
Neil, that's so rude.
It's not rude. It's just a difference of opinion. Honestly, Feifei, you're such a snowflake.
Oh, you mean beautiful and totally unique?
No, I mean you melt easily. You can call someone who gets offended or upset too easily a snowflake. Here are some examples.
A so-called friend of mine deleted a comment I made on his social media page just because I didn't agree with him. What a snowflake! There are so many places you can express yourself these days, but at the same time everyone gets offended so easily. You can see why it's called Generation Snowflake.
Generation Snowflake. This expression refers to young adults who are too sensitive to handle criticism of their opinions.
This is pretty insulting, Neil.
It is pretty insulting, Feifei. But you're only upset because you're such a snowflake. Though, of course, you're also unique and beautiful.
Oh, I see. Trying to be nice in case you offend me. Who's the snowflake now, Neil?
Well, it's just better if we all get along, isn't it? Goodbye.
Bye.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.